Blessings of Light. This is Astrophysics Class 8-4, the last lesson in the eighth month. Blessings. All of you should be experiencing a more universal outlook in life. You should be feeling the powers of this Course manifesting in you now. You know, some people wait till the last day. You don't have to wait. You've been with God since the beginning of this path. See, when you enter the path to God, God is with you. Right from the beginning. He isn't at the end. He is there all the time. Today we're going to talk about the 12 astrophysics principles. These principles have been used in this course to bring you this enlightenment, to bring you to a higher area of consciousness. These principles must be practiced in your consciousness. You must have your willpower upon these principles and use them every day consciously. See, if you just come and sit in class and you don't do anything, you can't expect anything. If you put this as your life from the time you wake up till you go to bed at night, that you're with God, then you will have dynamic results. You do it weekly, you get it weekly. If you do it strongly, you get it strongly. So it's up to you. We can give you all the instructions, but we can't crawl inside of you and go over your will and make you do it. That is not the way of God. He gave you your freedom and your individuality. You are a conscious manifestation of God. You are a master, and you must be the master of yourself. No one else can do it for you. No one's going to dress you, feed you, burp you now. You've grown up. And now you must walk. You are no longer a spiritual child. You are an adult in the kingdom of God. You've grown in these months. You've gone through that child stage. You've gone through that growing child stage. And now you're at the stage of becoming an adult in the kingdom of God. As an adult, you act like an adult. Don't be crying over yourself any longer. Don't be crying over others. Send positive power when you see darkness. There are few unascended beings on this planet can bless the darkness free. Thank God it comes to you to free it. This will strengthen you spiritually. Everything you face is for your path. Understand this. Obstacles are for your courage and ability to overcome, learning about the will and the power of God. Our first tool that we used is the path to enlightenment. Remember the path to enlightenment? We've been using it all along. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious. 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 See how you can do it now? Step by step, we studied this path. Then understand this is one movement of perception. One movement of awareness and consciousness. This is only one movement. You've been looking at the different facets of it, but every element of the movement must be there to have totality of consciousness, to have a complete awareness of things. Any level you leave out is the level that weakens you. You can't go down any further than that level. If you stop at the root and you don't, the energies won't come out through the root chakra. If you stop at the spleen, then they won't go down out of the spleen or the root. If you stop at the will, they won't go through desire or action or will, you see. Whatever you stop, you cancel out all the other levels. If you don't take this to heart and know it, then you can't think about it, you can't feel it, you can't take action in it. It must become part of your knowledge, part of your experience, part of your understanding, the way you ensoul your mind, emotions, and body, the path to enlightenment. It gives power when you have all the elements there. If you miss an element, if you're just attention, concentration, observation, you don't have meditation, nothing will come into that personality and manifest if you do not keep your meditations. It's important. The meditation is to find that mystical union with God, to become one with God. So the path to enlightenment was one of the first tools we used in this training. It is a principle and a power. We call it principle when we take it to the mental level. And it's laws when we work it out on the physical dimension. But it is power in the spirit. Power in the spirit at the spiritual level. When you realize you are a spiritual being, you may still think you're a human being and bound up in humanity. You are a spiritual being in humanity, in the mind, in emotions, in a body, experiencing, but you're not the body, you're not the emotions, you're not the mind, you're not the experiences. You're the one that is experiencing all that. You're the one that's the thinker, you're the one that's the feeler, you're the one that's the actor behind all the actions, you see. You're that pure self experiencing all of that. You are taking this back to God. This is the way God experiences. Did you know how God experiences? Through his creations. You're a creation of God. God experiences through you. That's how he experiences. Just like an artist experiencing through his creations, or a singer through theirs, or a dancer through theirs, or a man that is running a great business, or a woman running a great business, they have to use this creative power. Any missing parts, and there isn't a total success in the world. We're looking for success in the world. See, partial success is not good enough. You can have it all. God says you can have life more abundant. It's God's good pleasure to give you all things. So ask and you will receive. But use the path to enlightenment. Tread the path all the way to the top, to God consciousness, and then stand there and ask God at that point of view, rather than at a fallen point of view. The second tools that we used was the chakras, the energy systems. We've been using these energy systems in the body, the root, the spleen, the navel, the heart, the throat, the brow, and the crown. These seven chakras. Now, there are other chakras in the body. There's the moon chakras. There are other sun chakras, as these are called sun chakras. The reason they're called sun chakras, they shine the brightest. And then we have moon chakras, which are subtle, and they're reflective energies off of these sun chakras. And then we have, in this body, we also have a sucral chakra, which we do not use on the master's path. If you're using the sucral chakra, you're mixing emotions and mind together. You do not keep a distinct between emotions at the astral level in the spleen chakra and the mind at the navel level. You get these things bound up together, and your thoughts and feelings cannot be separated in the sucral center. There's also the ulna center at the back of the head, which is for psychic energy. And people are developing just that chakra instead of the brow chakra, which gives them the power over all psychic fields and spiritual and mystical power as well. They get it at a universal level rather than the individualized level of the soul. So you can work psychic powers at your individualized level, but the mystic works psychic powers at the universal level in the collective soul of consciousness. So we've been teaching these energy centers. They're in on the nervous system. You're generating consciousness. This is how you're building your aura. This is how you relate to the world, wherever these chakras are, whichever one you're in. That's your center that you're responding from. You take and lift yourself chakra by chakra, level by level, clearing them out, purifying them. You have to start right at the base, clear it out, then the emotional, the mental, the psychic, creative, the individual, universal levels. You have to go through them all, purify them, clean them up from all their disease and negative forces, that God can have a fit receptacle. You know, just don't empty it out and wipe around the side. Get the bottom. You got to clean the bottom of the cup out too, you see. Because you could have some old dregs in there from something else, and what happens? Pour it in there and taints whatever goes in there, you see. And so you have to be careful that you clean your whole cup, your whole receptacle out, all the way to the root chakra, to the physical dimension, that you purify yourself on the physical dimension as well. And so the chakras, it depends on your ability to clear these chakras, how much power and light you can manifest through you. Because it is the nervous system that is a step-down transformer in its four levels, at the parasympathetic level, bringing on the light, and then at the sympathetic level, moving the light through mental energies, and from the autonomic level through the subconscious fields, and in the central nervous system, the conscious mind, you see. So So you are using these energy centers. They are connected to the body. A stronger study in this area is called Laya Yoga. Laya Yoga tells you the union of the etherical level with the physical and the astral plane. And it's a study of the chakras and the energy systems in the body. So there is a yogic study for many of the things that we do. We used to call them the yogic sciences, you see. The next tool we used was the rainbow bridge. The rainbow bridge, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, and then into the gold and white light. We have been using a 9-ray spectrum of consciousness. We have been giving you the source of light and the mastery of light, as well as the rays of light. The rainbow bridge is an ark of the covenants between man and God. It is in the body where it goes over the vagus nerve from the heart center up into the brain. And you travel with that electromagnetic energy by breathing up the light, into the head area and lifting your consciousness and taking your soul from the chamber of the heart and setting it within the Atma in the middle of the brain. And so you've raised your soul now to the spiritual level and you've given your soul to God while living. You become a living sacrifice. You live for God's sake, not for your own sake. You break the karmic bondage, because when you're not doing it for you, you create no personal karma. When you're doing it for God's sake, then God takes care of you, leads you, and guides you. Know this. The rainbow bridge is an invaluable tool. It's a transference of consciousness from one plane to another into those higher levels of consciousness. It's access to universal mind and collective unconsciousness. It's access to the Akashic records and the records of all planets and all creation. It's a way of correlating every level of your consciousness. It is an invaluable tool for the mystic to open the rainbow eye. The rainbow eye that sees all levels at the same time and can distinguish each one from the other. To have that crown of power to impregnate and store energy within the brain by generating that particular vibration by concentration in that part of the brain. You should be still doing your crown of power. See? You should still be doing your breath controls. You should still be doing your meditation. You should still be doing the things that we've given you all through the course. They don't release their power doing them for a short period. You have to continue to do these things for 3 to 5 years for you to get the real power out of them, the real strength out of them. The next is peace and calm. We've been using the meditations, the calming effects of the processes that we've been doing over the months to bring a peace and a calm. So you can't just say, well, God, you never gave me peace. Now, God gives you the peace, but you must use it. See, when you find that peace in meditation, you're supposed to bring that out when there's chaos going on so that you can stand in peace. That patience you found within, you should externalize it. That calmness within you should externalize it instead of going and falling back to the old way. How many gifts did you just let lying around that God has given you? See, the only way you can have them is to give them away. That's the only way you can have peace, is to give peace away. If you're waiting for peace, you're not going to get peace unless you give it. See, peace is already a part of you. All you have to do is give it away. Give it away. Love is already a part of you. You need to give it away. Wisdom's already a part of you. Give it away. You start a prosperity flow there, and you grow in that area. You grow through experience. You grow with an understanding how to be peaceful, how to be calm in your consciousness. Centered. That's the power. We've also been working with the ancient wisdoms and the scriptures through our meditation processes on the board. And through the teachings and that you've been getting through these classes, every one of the teachings that was given in this class had to be agreeable with the path, the higher path, the inner temple path, the inner teachings that were taught to monks, priests, lamas, holy ones, sages and saints, these are the teachings that we were giving you. Not the common teachings for the chela, but for the master's path. And so these teachings teach you mastery. But you must take your mastery and exercise it. You can't expect something to take you over. See? And some people think, well, something will just get in my body, make me do this. You know, that's called laziness. Because God gave you volition to bring the idea into action. See, red volition, idea blue, gives you the violet fire of transmutation, you see. Gives you the success in the world. When you put those higher ideals and ideas into action, don't get caught up in the mind in them. The mind should be the servant to carry out the work, not the skeptic to tear it apart and to tear it down. The mind will just tear these beautiful concepts and ideas and awareness of higher consciousness. They just take them all apart. Picky, picky, picky. They just take them to pieces. Like an old hen pecking on it. You see. You know? You can't do that. That's the wrong way to go. And nobody wants to be told they're going the wrong way. See, nobody wants to say, oh, you did something wrong. Who wants to hear they did something wrong? We'd rather hear what we did right, right? But if you're doing something wrong, it's better to hear it than let it uncertain in your own mind, or not knowing, or ignoring it. It needs to be brought to attention so that you can handle it. So look at these things. When the ancient wisdoms and the scriptures, they're going to bring things up in you. They're going to make you feel certain ways. You're going to realize where you've fallen short in areas. And instead of condemning yourself, take the hope of God and the teaching and put it into action and make it a part of your life as an experience. And you will find these teachings living in you. The living teachings of love and truth and wisdom, purity and perfection. This creative power flowing in you from God. Seed that power. The masters, the saints, the holy beings wrote down the ancient wisdom and the scriptures for us, that we may have a way of understanding. The same things face you today that face Christ, that face Buddha, that face Krishna, that face all the master saints and holy ones, that face Muhammad, that face every saint and sage and holy man upon this planet. Every human being that walks here is faced with the same temptation, the same energies. Out of the whole world, what have you selected? Out of this whole world, what have you selected to experience? What have you given to yourself, and what have you deprived yourself of? Understand, God gave you free will dominion here. As long as you're not breaking the free will dominion of another human being and God's laws, then you can have and do anything here. It is your heritage. This is your experience here. And the scriptures are our heritage. It tells us how not to get involved with negative forces and how to develop positive energy, how to be with God and how to respond in these higher areas of consciousness. The next is the masters and the higher kingdoms. The masters that have won the victory. You see, they have lived it and they have died in that consciousness and held that focus upon the earth. They held that ray of energy, that consciousness, that awareness here upon the earth, kept it living. And they lived in it and they died for it. Look how many people have died that you may be spiritually free, that you may be free being, that you're not bound by other beings on this earth. That God has given you this God-given right to be free, and the masters lived this freedom. Boy, look what they did to Paul. They threw him over the ship. They beat him up and thought he was dead and threw him on a garbage heap. How many times did they throw him overboard? How many times did they beat him up? They finally killed him, didn't they? Finally killed him. Finally cut his head off, you see. And look at the power and the consciousness we get from reading that account. See, if you do not read the scriptures, you will not know how to walk the spiritual path. See, if you were going to study to be a doctor, you would study doctor books, wouldn't you? And if you were going to be a lawyer, you study lawyer books. If you're going to be in some type of business, you study the books for that business. Well, when you're going to be about your Father's business, when you're going to be about God's business, you study God's Word. You study God's books. And the Scriptures of the world, in all of the Scriptures, if you really look at the essence of the Scriptures, you will find they're all for God's sake, and they're all leading to God. They're filled with Holy Spirit. They're filled with overcoming. See, and we say, oh, well, if you're a Christian, don't read that Quran and don't read that Gita. And if you're a Hindu, don't read that Bible and don't read that Quran. And if you're a Muslim, don't read that Bible, don't read that Gita, you know. They're telling you. And stay away from the Tao and the ancient Egyptians. Oh, you know, stay away. And the Kuna, they're all savages. You see. That's what one is saying. And they're saying this about the others, you see. God is strong enough to talk to all of us. Do you think he just picked one special person and said, this is the only one I can talk to, the rest of you guys can't hear? God is Almighty God and can talk directly to your heart as he talked to the masters. Are you walking with God, talking with God, being with God as the masters live that life? See how they did it. See how Christ did it. And then you put that into action in your life. You be a living master. You be a living master with your dominion of the earth, the sea, and the sky. We talked about the levels of mind. We went through the mental body and the powers of the mind that you may have the ability to see where you're at in mind, that you may have better use of the mind and know what mind to use for what purpose. See? You're always thinking your mind. Well, it's God's mind and you're using it. It all belongs to God. The body belongs to God. The mind belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Through His grace you have life. Isn't that wonderful? God is so wonderful to give us the freedom and the free will that we wouldn't even have it if God didn't give it to us. Do you see? So when you study these levels of mind, this is a gift of understanding, of wisdom, to take each level and to work with that level of consciousness. See, we went through the class, but how much have you studied since you went through that class on mind? How much have you actually put all those levels and spent time in each one of those levels? How can you expect results without participation? You must participate in it. You must experience in it. See? And you must be determined now, even after this course ends, I'm still going to take this nectar of God that has been given to me, these principles and powers, these tools for higher consciousness, and I'm going to masterfully develop, you see, on the God-conscious path to God. Then we've led you to the teacher within. The teacher within, Sadhguru. God is the teacher within you. God is always with you and can teach you directly. Everything, all your experiences can teach you. Your past can teach you. What you see can teach you. What you feel and what you know and what you think and what you do, all are teachers. But there is a greater teacher within you that teaches you of God and higher consciousness and how to have dominion over all these things. Go deep into meditation. Go deeper and deeper until you find the teacher within. The teacher within. The power of God's omniscient energy in you. When you are touching the omniscient power of God, the wisdom of God, then you have power. We taught you about the self, the undividable self. That self that is conscious. To be self-conscious, to be aware that you're aware, to go into your meditation to the point that you're aware of the self. Who is that one that's looking at the back of the brow? Who is that one that's watching the mind think? Who is that one who's feeling? Who is that one behind all those? Let's unveil the mystery. See, the mystic seeks to unveil the mystery of the self, that you can see you are an individual, indivisible, and this will go on. You will go on. God has given you an eternal life. He didn't give it to the planets. He didn't give it to the dogs and the cats and the frogs and the birds and the flowers. He gave eternal life to the human being. Can you understand that? What a blessing. He didn't give eternal life to these other things. All these things will pass, but you will not pass. Do you know that? You're either in eternal joy and heavenly fields, or you're in eternal damnation and hell and being tormented, you see. You've been getting a little taste of hell here on earth, haven't you? Well, get a little taste of heaven. Realize yourself. Get deeper into the self and come from yourself, your true self. Not all these personas, masks, the plays that you put over your face. Take the mask off now. It's time to say, I leave these things behind. And I now walk in the glory and the power of God. I walk with the masters. I talk with the masters. I am one with Christ. I'm one with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I'm one with God in the wholeness of my life. I'm one with that Mother, Father, God. I'm all names, no names. That's the one I'm with. The parent of all creation. That's the one I'm with. The creator that created all of this. You see? Be in that. That is the self. That is the self. And yourself is myself. And yourself is all selves when you really come to the true awareness of the self. We taught you mastership. There are two paths. There is the follower's path and then the master's path. You must put these things into action through self-discipline, through discrimination, through purpose, through superior knowledge. Master has access to superior knowledge, to higher consciousness, to a greater expansion and awareness over all of creation. The master has taken and become the crown of creation. Has taken the dominion and the responsibility that God gave him from the very beginning. That's what a master is, that is now obedient to God and listens to God, does God's will and God's desire and God's action. See, you are a master unfolding. You're a master of light unfolding. You're an ascending being. Relate to that in your mastery. And say, I am the master living here, free from doubt and free from fear, knowing now all good supply ever comes from realms on high. I am the hand of God's own fortune, spreading forth the treasures of life. I now accept that full abundance to supply each need of life. I am the master living here. We've been teaching you mystical powers, light body travel, the power of love and truth and wisdom, clairvoyant abilities, remote seeing, seeing beyond this physical location and the limitations of the physical eye by opening the mystic's eye, the third eye, the eye that can look into different dimensions of consciousness. Are you practicing? Have you put enough light in to be able to even see light? You know, you must have a light in you to see light. You can only see what's in you. If you see something good in someone else, it's because it's in you. If you see something bad there, it's because that's in you too. You see, you can't see it if you don't have it in you. A holy being only sees the good of you, the purity of you, the best in you, the highest in you. See? So how are you looking at yourself? Mystic's eye, power. There's some powers that we've given you, and we haven't told you about them as a power. But the keys are all in the course for mystical power. Everything is here. But you must be master first. See, what a mystic is a genius that can do it anywhere. See, a genius can just do it one place, but the mystic can take the law and use it anywhere. It can use the power anywhere, in any dimension, any phase or plane of consciousness. He walks with God. He sees as God sees. He hears as God hears. He walks as God walks. And then we taught you spiritual powers, the gifts of spirit, healing grace, the speaking in tongues and the interpreting of tongues and the working of miracles are these spiritual powers. Love is a spiritual power. Truth is a spiritual power. Wisdom is a spiritual power. Purity and perfection are spiritual powers. You see, the gift of faith is a spiritual power. The ability to move in your spirit beyond this level of being. These 12 astrophysics principles we have given you throughout this course. The path to enlightenment, the chakras, the energy vortexes in your body, the rainbow bridge that you may transfer your attention from one dimension to another, the peace and calm so that you may be sensitive and aware. You know, peace and calm, this is the key to your sensitivity and your ability to perceive. The stiller you are, the more you will be aware of. The more active you are, the less awareness you have. See? The more still you are. Be still and know that I am God. God is everything. Be still and know God. That's what it tells us in the Holy Scripture. That calm, peace to the ocean, peace to the storm, peace and calm. Bring these into action in your life. When the kids run all around, the spouse is going off the other end, the relatives are coming unexpectedly, put a little peace on, put a little calm on. When the bill comes, you thought, I paid that thing, and you didn't. A little calm and peace there. Don't get excited. When somebody is getting chewed out, don't you get involved and get all messed up in that. You know, when you come towards an aura that someone's going off, those things will fly out and hit your aura. If someone's throwing anger at you, they can throw it across the room, and there's darts of energy shoot out of the aura and penetrate the other person's aura. Haven't you ever felt someone doing things to you that way? Yes. So through peace and calm, there's a sensitivity and enlightenment to vibratory rates. We taught you the vibration. That the vibrations are understood when you are peaceful and easeful. See? When you're peaceful and easeful, then you can be useful. Then we have the ancient wisdoms, the masters in higher kingdoms, the levels of mind, the teacher within, the self, mastership, mystic powers, and spiritual powers. Look over your notes. Go back over the record. Go back in meditation and say, where was this principle used? Where was this shown to me? And get the definition on how they were given to you so that you can use these universal tools. Every one of them work on every plane of existence. Every plane of existence is covered by these principles of consciousness. They had to go with Christianity, they had to go with Buddhism, they had to go with Hinduism, they had to go with the Muslims, they had to go with the ancient Egyptians, they had to go with the Kahunas, they had to go with the Theosophy, they had to go with the parapsychology levels, they had to go with the yogic sciences. They had to go with the North American shamans. They had to go with Zen. They had to go with the Tibetan Buddhism. You see? Esoteric Buddhism, esoteric Christianity, I Am movements. All of those things. We study every one of those, and these are the principles that are in them. They may have different words for them. They may describe them a little differently. But this is the power that God has given. And he gave it to every church. He gave it to every holy work upon this planet. These are your gifts of power and enlightenment to free you in this world of form. Use these principles and powers. Learn them well. The path to enlightenment, this is the way. This shows us the way and how to walk the way. The chakras, they teach us the energy in you and how to use the energy that is in you. The rainbow bridge, it teaches you the light and the consciousness of light and the power of the light as it refracts into all the spectrum of awareness and consciousness. The peace and calm, this is your attitude to walk the path in, to keep the attitude of peace and calm as you're moving on the path. Because your attitude gives your altitude. If you have a low attitude, you can have a low altitude. If you've got a high attitude, you've got a high altitude. The ancient wisdoms and the scriptures were to teach you the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the path and the way. The masters and higher kingdoms, these are the way showers, the guides, the ones that show us the way, the living rays of light and power. So they are the way showers, the ones that have shown us the way. The levels of mind, this shows the platforms of experience, the various levels of experience that you are involved with and working with and expanding to. In the teacher within, this is the director of the path, the one that directs you along the path, the teacher within. And the self is the receiver the receiver of all these things. Everything that's going on, the self is the receiver. And the self is clothed within a causal body of light in its ascended stage. And then we have the mastership. This is the way you're supposed to express yourself, as a master, walking as a master. Not poor me, I can't get this, I can't get that. No. Or would you please show me? Do it. Do it. A master does what is necessary on the path. If it's necessary to leave some of those things go back there, they leave them go. If it's necessary to keep something, they keep it. But they make a determination, and they make a clear decision, and they follow that. Once you've given your word as a master, you give your word, you stay with your word. You don't take your word back. See, if you make a vow, you don't break the vow. Because if you've broken the vow, then you're not a master. See, you're not a master. You're a fool. To break your vows to God is foolish. Make your vows and keep your vows to God. That's who you have to face when you leave this earth. You don't have to face me. You don't have to face some other saint, master, holy being. You must face God. You must come up to God. You must stand before the throne in the nakedness of your experiences. All revealed for all eternity to see. Let the glory of God see. All have fallen short of that glory and the power of God. They get caught up in all this earth stuff. All of this cosmic stuff, you see. And they don't keep going on, deeper and deeper and deeper until they reach the very life essence of all of seen and unseen. And we taught you mystic powers. The mystic powers, like psychic, creative, and abilities of unveiling the mysteries, looking into dimensions, knowing that there's no space and time, that you are free to be anywhere, wherever you pay attention and are able to hold your conscious awareness in any plane or dimension of consciousness, that the inner temple is now open to you, the veil has been torn, to go directly to the throne, go boldly to God, go directly to God. That's what the mystic does. He's walking with God, talking with God. He's constantly there, you see. It isn't like he leaves God at the house back there and goes out and does some work. No, God is right with him all the time. I mean, whether he's in the house or he's out at work or wherever he may be or she may be, God is always with you, constantly. The mystic knows this. There's a union there. You have this union, this mystical union, where you're feeling one with God, and you don't lose this. Even when you're leaving to go into a sleep state, you feel you're resting in God, and then you come out of that. See, not all mystics do temple sleep. Then we taught you spiritual powers. The spiritual powers tell you of the cosmic laws, of the universal laws, and the power of God speaking at a universal level to all people. The scriptures, the spiritual powers, are individually applied, individually interpreted. No one person can interpret for you. God can bring realization in you, illumination in you. You need no outside source. God is within. God can guide you, protect you, and illuminate your heart and your being. You are one with God. Know these principles and these powers and walk with these principles and powers. Now I want to tell you something. Why were we teaching you all this? You know, not just for a better life here on earth, but also for a conscious transition when you leave this earth. To be conscious when you leave the body, conscious walking into that eternal life. Taking this bridge, taking this light out, having the Masters, Christ help you, the Holy Spirit lift you, that you may enjoy your eternal existence and have your supreme identity as a child of God. This was the purpose, to build a universal beingness within you, that you could understand the whole of the world and not be bound up in any limited scope, that you could look at all of humanity with a loving eye and a prayer to God, God bless humanity, God bless the earth. We've broadened the scope that you may not be bound in the lesser things, that you may expand. If you are expanding here when you leave this dimension, you will keep expanding. Whatever you're doing here, you will continue on the other side. This is the place of free choice. This is the place of free will. This is the place where duality is binding you. Because when you make transition, you go into oneness. You're no longer bound by polarities. You're no longer by man and woman. You are a total beingness in God. And to make this lifting and conscious transition, not only to overcome death, but to walk through death to the eternal life, from this transitory life through this death to an eternal existence, to walk consciously, to be able to maintain our consciousness even when the body is asleep, to maintain our consciousness even when the emotions are still, even when the mind is subtle and quiet, to be conscious, even when all our experiences have subsided, to be conscious, even when we've transcended our creative powers, and even in that point of individuality, at that point is the first step to the kingdom of God, to come from your individual conscious manifestation of God. You are a child of God. Know this now. Make this quantum leap. Be determined this week. This is the opportunity of my life. And now let us pray together. Dear God, the one parent of us all in whom we all live and move and have our being, through Christ's holy and precious Spirit, through the powers of all masters of light ascending and ascended, and all saints, masters, and holy beings from the beginning of time to the present, we claim this power and lineage. We ask for the power of the angelic hosts, the angels, the virtues, the principalities, the archangels, cherubim, seraphim, powers, dominions, and thrones to minister to us on this path, to help us in our great transitions, the small transitions of emotions and mind, and that great transition when we leave this dimension. We thank you, God, for your holy breath of life, the Holy Spirit grace, the outbreathing of your Spirit upon all creation. We thank you, God, for this eternal life in the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit of God. Let us not be bound by lesser things, dear God, but God, guide us and protect us and illuminate the lamps of our hearts. Make us brilliant stars, that we may be radiant beacons to humanity, the glory of thy grace, the honor of thy kingdom, the power of thy light, the working of miracles and gifts of spirit here upon this planet. Instill this in each one of us, God, that we may walk and talk with thee, may be with thee consciously, now and forever, now and forever, worlds without end. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, for your glory and for your light, and for this instant answer to our prayer. We know in thy presence there is no limit to time and space. Thou art always with us. Let us be mindful of thy presence. Let us be conscious in our spirit of thy divine grace of life. And we thank you. And God bless all the astrophysics students, past, present, and future. God bless all ministers, teachers, and healers of this church and school. And God bless all those that are working for God on this planet. And God bless all the people of God, for this is the body we serve, God's body. Let's bring the fabric of God to the wholeness and oneness. Let's stop the arguments of religions. There is too much war. Let there be no war even in the religions of the earth, but let peace be on earth, and let us be the instruments of thy peace. We thank you. Amen and amen. Om. It said, Om. Blessings of life. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. I love you. Blessings of light. This week's gaze is on the 12 astrophysics principles. These principles are in the universal power of mind. We want you to concentrate in the gold, white, and crystal light on the principles of astrophysics. Take each one and contemplate it there. Go into your meditation and keep it before your mind through repetition. If it starts fading, repeat the principle over several times. Then be still and see what comes. See, we want to generate an energy, and then we want to relax for reception. This way, God can guide us when we practice in this way. We generate an energy, then we become peaceful and calm, patiently waiting for God to answer us or to give us the sign of His glory and light. Concentrate this power in the gold, white, and crystal light. And this week, we want you to breathe in gold, white, and crystal light. You are the master. You are the child of God. You are the spirit manifest here. And the meditation this week is on the golden ruby ray. Now, on the golden ruby ray, we have Archangel Uriel. We have Jesus Christ on this golden ruby ray. We have Lady Nada. We also have the spirit of light and fire, the spirit of peace, the spirit of healing, the spirit of grace, the spirit of love, the spirit of health, and the spirit of ministration. So concentrate on the gold ray this week in your meditation. Go over your rainbow bridge, your solar bridge, crystal bridge of light, and move into that consciousness of Spirit. Blessings of light. Thank you.